you guys like the orange juice?
Coming up.
Oh yeah, I feel that it's a boy.
It's a little this fucking chair, man.
Technically, Damon should be dead.
Can you imagine you roll up on a kingdom and there's just a waving flag and it's just hairy nuts? And you're like, what the fuck is this guy? You ready to start talking about some dragons?
Some dragons.
Get your dragon on. Did you notice this looking any better than an HBO show has looked recently? Or did it not really matter to you? Did you watch it on cable or did you watch it on HBO Max too? I guess is a better question.
I watched it on HBO Max.
Oh, okay. Because this is the first show. I think they're going back and putting Game of Thrones and probably other things. But this is their first show on like Ultra HD 4K. For me, it's Dolby Atmos, I think is what it's called. But it's their first show that's actually streamed in 4K.
Huh.
Which I was like, maybe Westworld could have used a little bit of. Because it looked pretty bad in parts.
Yeah, it for sure did. I think that the young blonde girl, can't think of her name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
going to be a big problem. We don't have Nick here to like tell us all the names of people, so we're going to forget a lot of names.
I mean, I'll catch on eventually. I feel like once I catch on, I'm usually pretty good.
And it does help that it's just one family kind of too. Like we don't have to have like every single house's name.
We did see a Stark. We did see some other houses at the end there.
Yeah,
which I thought was pretty cool. So yeah, I just hate how they look. I think it's just because they're so white.
I will say this. I'm going to send you a picture. I'm not digging on the guy or anything. I love Matt Smith. He's the guy that plays Damon. But I'm going to send you a picture. He looks exactly like this killer named Three Finger in Wrong Turn in this series. That like it kills me. Like, look, this is perfect. Tell me that's not him in the series. The entire show. I love him. I love him as an actor. He was in Doctor Who. He's in a lot of things I like. But fucking, I was dying every time I saw him in this with his blonde hair because it's so tight to his head that he just looks like a murderer in Wrong Turn. Those are like cannibals that fuck their brothers and shit. Which I guess that fits in Game of Thrones.
We'll just hop right in. Obviously, he got sent away, but I don't think that'll be the last we see of him.
No, yeah, I think he's going to fucking kill his brother.
So.
No, that's one thing I do like. They really quickly got me into like liking this family and wondering what's going to go on with them and how they're going to fight each other and shit. I am a little confused that it does seem to want to tie into actual Game of Thrones some, which I mean, it seems like it's too far to even try for me. Because it's like 172
years. 172
years.
It's 172
years before she was born. So I think it's like 200 years before actual Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So it's a little wild.
Is this little chick like her grandma? Daenerys' grandma?
I think they're like her great 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 grandma. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
I was going to say. Because it wouldn't just be a generation. It wouldn't be like her mom unless they lived to be 100. The other thing that stood out to me. I mean, first of all, I liked the excuse me. I liked the episode.
You like your panties.
I do. I thought it was odd that she said fuck a few times.
Yeah, that really threw me off when she was like,
because I'm going,
fuck them, whatever. And I was like, whoa.
Say fuck in Game of Thrones? I'm like, did they, was that word around back in like 101 AD or whatever the fuck time this was set in?
I know, I'm glad you brought that up too, because even in my rewatch, I was like, I gotta see if that, and then she said it again, and I was like, oh, that just didn't feel normal. But, you know, it's kind of cool if they're gonna spice, maybe back then they cursed a lot, and then, you know.
I didn't think that they said fuck. I mean, I thought they had like, you know, cunt and stuff, you know?
I did like too when they had a big, like, he's a cunt moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did like it. So I'm surprised how quickly they pulled me into the show to like care about this family that is all dead by the time we watch Game of Thrones.
Well, but see, I mean, I think it might be kind of cool, at least the way I envision it. I mean, if all goes well and people watch, I did see this was like the most watched.
Yeah, I saw that
opener
too.
For HBO all year or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was any TV show this year, actually.
Oh, was it any TV show?
I think so.
I think it was like 2.6 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, which, I mean, I guess that's a good sign.
I know, really, it does seem like most people were like, fuck Game of Thrones. Oh, it's back on. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mean, not to say that just because last night's episode was good.
Yeah, that's true. Next week's going to suck balls.
It could. You know, and it still might be a disaster, so it could be a shit show. But, I mean, I enjoyed...
The creators did say, too, they already have the ending planned. They have exactly how they want to end the show planned, which is good. The last show should have probably had that.
Yeah. I mean, you would think.
One of the things I liked the most about this episode was the jousting that they did. I thought they did that very well. Because normally I feel like, to me, and maybe I'm just stupid, I always thought a lot of jousting was... You knock the person off your horse and kill them every time. But in this, it felt more like they were actually having fun knocking each other off the horses. And then if they had big egos, they'd sword fight and shit. But yeah. I thought it was portrayed very cool in this. It was a lot of fun watching them joust and shit.
Yeah, it was cool. And then obviously, I'm pulling up IMDb because I want to say names just.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because
it's gonna bother me just saying, "Hey, like this person or whatever."
You don't want to be like.
So, yeah. Okay, so yeah, so Damon.
Yeah.
Like he's a bitch.
Oh yeah.
He's like a prideful.
He's
kind.
He's like an adult Joffrey, kind of.
Yeah, I could see that.
It is interesting too, though. Like a lot of the times they showed him, like while shit was going down, like even like they were killing everybody in the town just to make them afraid of like their cops, and then he went to the whorehouse and stuff and was doing stuff there. And he seems to just kind of sit by himself and like be sad and like not want that. And it makes me wonder if the entire time he'll be this bad guy, or if eventually he might be one of those characters that you're like, well, remember in season one he was like. Fucking cutting people's heads off in the street, and make
which
it,
is
it
fine.
Makes me wonder.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with cutting people's heads off, doing shit like that. I mean, that's just the times.
Yeah,
and I enjoyed that.
What about when you cut that guy's cock off?
Yeah, I thought I enjoyed how they leaned into like the gore when they were doing that.
Or even the wife the circumcision on her not circumcision.
Oh Jesus Christ, that was fucked. I'm sitting here going, are you kidding me? We're going to show this? I'm like,
yeah, it was wild.
Because I finished it today. And that, I came home, you know, let the dogs out and like did all that. And I like cleaned all my shit. So then I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to have something to eat. So I sat down and I ate. And then I was like, let me start it. And it was like literally 6 minutes. And I'm like, bro, I just fucking ate, dude.
That's
just, like,
funny.
Ripping the bait. And then, you know.
And then they
like,
both ended up dying.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
It kind of got spoiled for me a little bit because
really?
I saw shit on Twitter this morning and I was like, what? I'm like, oh well. I'm like, oh well.
I thought it was pretty neat too, seeing like after she died, the kind of like funeral ish that they had where like they have them both wrapped up and then they gotta burn her and the baby.
Yeah, and then they bring the dragon in to set the bitch on fire.
Yeah, do you think that dragon fire, like, what the fuck? I gotta do this? Come on. Yeah. So like, was that her dragon that burned her, you think? Or do you think that was someone else's dragon?
I don't know. Who's Dracarys?
Well, because that's what they have to say when they, you know, when they make the fire come out. I remember, remember Queen of the Horse?
I don't remember.
She was going,
Dracarys. It's funny because I meant to... I wanted to watch because I saw an article that said there was like 7 episodes you should watch before watching this.
Oh, yeah, they probably gave you like backstory and shit.
And I wanted to watch them, but I just didn't.
That's funny. Well, to prep for the show, I listened to the whole audiobook like a couple months ago, almost a year ago, of Game of Thrones. And now, like, I don't remember shit from that, really.
Oh, yeah, a year ago, for fuck's sake. Yeah, that's... forever ago.
Yeah, well,
at this point,
I was gonna watch the I was gonna read the book, and then me and Taylor were gonna watch the show together, and then she kind of gave up, so then I started watching it on my own, and then this came out, so then I forgot everything.
So what do you think of Otto?
Which one's is Otto the hand?
He's
the
hand. Yeah.
I like him. I'm interested in him though.
He kind of reminds me of who's the guy in Game of Thrones. What's his fucking name?
But I like that guy too, because in Little Nicky, he's Adam Sandler's brother, And he's like, he's one of the guys that escapes hell, and Adam Sandler's got to go after him. So I always like to see him.
He reminds me of Littlefinger. Mm. That's who I'm thinking.
Okay, I could see that.
A little bit.
I could see
just kind of like, you know, he's super close to the king, so like he has a lot of say. So, like I don't, and then he like pimps his daughter out to the king.
Yeah, that was a little gross. I didn't like that.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, he walks. Like, she walks what? In, and he's like, maybe you go to him. Maybe you bring this, and maybe you cradle his balls a little bit too while you're in there.
Yeah, just
like
maybe you wear one of your mom's dresses.
Yeah.
I'm like, I literally said out loud, I'm like, did he just pimp his daughter out to the king? I was like, what? Oh my God, I'm going, holy hell, what in the fuck is this shit?
That's funny. Yeah, no, I agree. I thought that was a bit strange that he was doing shit like that.
I mean, apparently that was the times. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was just like, whoa, I'm like, that is gnarly. I mean, because like, technically, Damon should be dead.
What do you say?
Because the Dornish guy could have fucking killed him.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah,
it would have ended his life. But
for a minute there, because I don't know the backstory of all the. I know that'll be interesting too. If people like spoil shit, because like these are all books. Like the other ones were. But like when he was fighting that guy for a minute, I was like, oh shit, are they gonna kill him? Like, because that could be the thing. Like they killed. They killed Ned in season one. Maybe they kill him this.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where it was going to go with that. And even
I thought he was dead.
Which that's kind of the fun part of me, like not knowing anything, is like going into it like that is like being like, oh shit, is this guy going to die? And having no clue. I like that. I also like too, when he's jousting, his mask has the big ass hole in it.
Yeah.
Which, you think some of them would just aim for the face? Like he was fucked up when he aimed for that horse.
Yeah, he was cocky.
Yeah.
He's a little bitch. For sure, he's a little bitch. But what they're fighting, you know, after they got off the horses. And I mean the dude's got a, I don't know what those are called, the ball with the fucking
I don't know either.
Or whatever that's called.
Now you're swinging
and I'm going arm. I'm like, dude, I'm like, they just have wood shields. Like, that's just wood.
Yeah.
I'm like, that ain't gonna do shit.
Well, I guess
stop that fucking thing.
Luckily, they're in the armor. But yeah, like, I wonder how often or how common it is in those things for someone to just murder someone right there, right after a joust. Even if it is the king's brother, still attack them and still try to, like, murder them. I feel like it's pretty ballsy.
Well, we saw it.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed people's heads getting fucking ripped off and caved in, and the little kid was like puking on the fucking. I'm like, Jesus Christ!
That's funny.
I'm like, this is pretty fucking gnarly. That was like right after I'd eaten, and then 5 minutes later they're cutting mom open to rip the baby out, and there's blood all over.
Yeah, not a good episode to eat your food in.
That's how it always happens. I'm like, oh, you know, I'll grab some food, sit down, and watch the episode, and. I always regret it. Always Oysters, regret it.
Clams and cockles.
Is that what you're reading?
Yes. Yeah. No. No. How shitty of a situation was the king put in when you have to pick between?
Yeah, and then also to make that decision and then none of them survive. You're like, I just like potentially killed my wife and kid by making one decision.
Yeah.
And just like the terrifying like look on her face when everybody walks up and starts holding her arms down and he's there like, no, baby, it's okay. They're just going to take the baby out. It's a fine.
I know.
And then they're like, whing, pulling out a blade and shit. And she's like, baby, what's going on? Like,
I know.
That would be fucking scary.
I was sitting there. I'm like, wow, this is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
This is pretty, pretty nutty. Cause like, just imagine, like, just put yourself in his shoes. Like, you know, you don't even have to be king. Let's just put yourself in his shoes in modern day.
Yeah.
You know, you're married. Your wife is pregnant. And, you know, they come to you and say, hey, it's one or the other. Might lose them both, but you got to pick.
Yeah.
What are you doing? If
there is a situation, if you could kill the kid and have your wife survive, would you kill the kid?
I would.
I, you know, honestly, I would contemplate that too, I think.
Yeah,
because you haven't even met the kid yet, really. And I know she said she can't do it for a while, but...
Yeah, that's the selfish way to do it. And I know that any mother Well, I wouldn't say any mother.
But
I
would
say
she clearly was like, whoa, 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 hold on. We can talk about this. We could come up with a different way.
I feel like the majority of mothers would say, you know, save the child because the child grew inside of them for 9 months and that whole maternal thing. But, like, fuck that. I want to keep my wife. Yeah. And that's probably, you know, that's just my opinion.
Well, but also, too, you got to think about
it. Hopefully not enough people see this and I get roasted and canceled because I said I would fucking kill the unborn child over my fucking wife.
But
we'll see, though.
But also, look like in his perspective, like, they've previously had miscarriages or whatever they call it back then. She's lost a couple kids and all stuff. So, like, the chances of the baby surviving didn't even seem that high.
Well, no, I mean, this is thousands of years ago. I mean, I know this is a made-up shit, but still, it was long, long, long ago. I mean, for fuck's sake, they were giving her milk of the poppy for pain medication. You know what I mean? Like, milk of the poppy.
We're giving her as much milk of the poppy as we can. So,
and then the other thing.
Give her some Advil.
And the other thing that is so insane, they didn't know the sex of that baby back then.
Yeah, they had no idea. They're just like, yeah, you know, I got a strong feeling it's a boy.
Yeah.
That's about
but
it.
I mean, but that's all just dumb shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I feel that it's a boy. You're the king. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it could have been another girl. And then, I mean, granted, it ended up dying anyways. Mm-hmm. So did his wife. But still, it's like, wow. Like, you know. Yeah, I would have definitely said, just let the kid die.
Yeah.
We'll get the baby out somehow later.
I'll get a side piece. We'll knock her up. You could stay with me.
Yeah.
He could find another Targaryen somewhere. There's a lot of them right now.
Yeah. But hey, maybe he'll, you know, end up marrying his Hand's daughter.
Well, I don't know. It seems like the Hand's daughter is with his daughter, though, too. So I could, it's a whole fucking love triangle.
Yeah. And then maybe they'll come out looking like Wrong Turn, that guy.
And then this is a secret prequel to Wrong Turn. Holy shit. Yes.
Yeah, they'll come out looking like incest.
Those are women's underpants.
I do got a question, though.
I hope to have an answer.
It's true. But with this, because it seems like, at least how I remembered Game of Thrones, it was like there hasn't been, the whole big point of Daenerys being queen and all that, is there hasn't really, or it hasn't been a girl in power, really. So it's interesting. Like, doesn't that mean like this chick's just never going to be in power?
I mean,
like, don't we already know that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like because Daemon's going to come and kill,
and then he'll
take
he'll just take the throne. Because also, it doesn't seem like she wants it either. Even like the look on her face at the end was kind of like, oh well, I guess.
Well, I mean, she's what? I mean, what is she supposed to be? 12, 15, something? I mean,
yeah,
she's young.
I have no idea. I didn't assume that young, but I assumed young.
I figured like 15 to 18, 12,
okay.
You know, that, I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I mean, I don't know. I didn't know if they gave us an age that she was supposed to be, but
I don't think they did.
You know, cause what was Joffrey? Joffrey was pretty young too.
Oh yeah. He was fucking, he was like 12 or 13, I think, maybe even younger.
Yeah.
I know so, Arya and Sansa in the books are like 9 and 12 or something like that. Like, they're real young in the books, and then they aged them up a tiny bit for the show. So these girls could be pretty young actually. Depending on where, because it seems like they want to go more loyal to the books. Like, even the throne has so much more swords in it, like the book.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was gonna say. I wonder what is
which,
that?
Which
all
I think
about?
It looks a lot cooler that way. I'm surprised they didn't go that route in actual Game of Thrones.
Like, yeah, I mean, it looks great.
Which even like him cutting his finger, I guess, is supposed to be a sign too. Like, I guess the throne only cuts you, or you only get cut in the throne if you're not like supposed to be there leading.
Mm.
Like if they think you're too weak or something.
I knew that meant something. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know what.
Yeah, no, I did.
They didn't just show us that for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, they didn't just put that in there.
They're
for
just like,
a
no, it's a little
filler.
It's a little this fucking chair, man.
10-second filler. Yeah, I'm but like, also, that means something. I don't know what, but it means something.
Doesn't that chair seem like such a bad idea? Like, you're just asking to accidentally kill yourself on it.
Yeah, but it looks cool.
Does look badass. What else looks bad? I really like their fire chandeliers that they have. They have like all over the kingdom there. Those look really cool. Other than just, like little
really
candles
cool.
on them, it's just like a whole chandelier burning.
I know that. I didn't watch this because she said she didn't want to watch it. And I was like, I texted her today and I was like, you should watch it. I'm like, I think you'd like it. But then
maybe skip this little joust scene where the horse falls over. Make her fast forward to that part.
Yeah, but the horse got up and it was.
Okay. That's true. The horse was okay. I did like that. Well, everybody in the audience was like, "Woo, the horse is good."
Yeah. But it. If I ever get rich, I want to just move out in the middle of nowhere and build like a castle like
all
that.
The little
just
castle.
Don't you know? No electricity other than Wi-Fi. Just. But like no lights, it would all be like fucking torches.
Oh, okay, that's kind of fun. What would the cool rules shit. Be at a Hess Kingdom? Like if you had to have like five like rules that people live by, what would it be at a Hess Kingdom?
I don't know. I would have to think about that. but yeah, like I would have no mail. Like you would have to send it by pigeon or something.
That's fun.
Yeah, I would have a moat with like hippos and gators
damn.
Guarding and stuff. Yeah, like, I don't want any visitors. I would have like archers. Just perched at the top at all times, you know.
That's fun. I like that.
I think it would be cool as shit.
Do you know what you're like? What would your house flag
Sorry.
Be?
Sorry, I don't know. Probably a big set of balls or something.
Imagine you roll up on a kingdom and there's just a waving flag and it's just hairy nuts and you're like, what the fuck is this guy?
But anyways, there would be Wi-Fi for electricity and then air conditioning.
Oh, yeah. You might want to install some air conditioning into your castle.
Depending on where
I was going to say, actually, where you go, it could be just pretty nice out there.
Depending on where I move, it might not be needed.
In this, they always have, like, layers and layers of clothes on, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. And isn't it supposed, it's not even cold yet, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so that's a good little transition. What did you think of the Winter is Coming tease? I mean, are we going to hear that forever in this series? Because we know it's not going to come until 200 years,
yeah.
And we even saw the little dagger that Arya kills the Night King with. He pulled it up or whatever.
Yeah, it was like sitting on his hip or something.
Yeah,
it's. I thought it was very well how they intertwined this into the Game of Thrones. So
yeah, I thought so too.
It felt familiar. Mm-hmm. Like it felt like. You know, it was like, oh, like, I remember this, or, okay, like, this feels familiar.
Although they did almost make it sound a little cooler, like, the way that they're like, humanity will be gone, and then there must be a Targaryen on the throne, as everybody will be gone from the Night King and shit, and you're like, it kind of goes by a little easier than that, but.
Yeah, because, I mean.
But I guess that makes sense, because those are myths, and then it actually happens.
Who was on the throne whenever it all went down?
When the Night King was there and all that, wasn't it still, I can't think of her name. So it was Cersei, I think, still, and then Daenerys took over and all that.
Mm.
But then, yeah, that's what's also confusing is he, like, insists after all that a Targaryen needs to be on the throne, which I know it's their family and it's myths and whatnot, but then it is weird it ends up being Bran after everything.
It is.
Like, that's just a little strange.
So, I mean, if we're to believe, like I said, if the show goes well and if it, you know, does what it does, will this lead us up to basically the beginning of Game of Thrones?
I don't know. I know they want to do a bunch of spinoffs, so I think some will. Like, you know, the black guy in this with the long, like, gray hair, him and his family? There's a prequel, there's a prequel being made of his family that'll also tie Lord in.
Cortis or whatever, something like that.
So, yeah, so I think they're doing more spinoffs, just family by family, maybe, and then might lead the ship.
Yeah. But see,
I don't know if I'll care. Because some of it's animated, too. I don't know if I'll care for that.
I don't want to watch anything animated. I really don't.
And I know they say it's supposed to be adult animation and gory and they curse and whatnot, but I don't know. We'll see.
The only anime I've ever watched is Boondocks, okay?
You know, maybe there'll be a lot of fucking in there. And you're like, you know what? I kind of like cartoon pussies.
No.
You never know.
did you ever watch Nurse Jackie?
I've seen bits and pieces, but I've never really watched it.
The black guy's wife is from Nurse. That's where I know her from.
The girl that was like the queen who never was or whatever.
Yeah, she's okay. She's like a doctor in Nurse Jackie.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like sitting there and I'm going, I'm like, I fucking know this chick. And yeah, she's from Nurse Jackie.
And it won't be the same actor either. It'll be a younger guy playing him, which is also weird because we're like, it's weird to just keep going back in the past with.
Well, see, and that's it, like. Sitting here talking about it, it's like overwhelming to me.
I can see that. We won't see this for a while. I don't even know if it's being filmed yet, so it'll be a while until we see it.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's like, for fuck's sake, we just have seen one episode of House of Dragon.
They want to turn this into like a Marvel or Star Wars, where it's like Game of Thrones has everything. That's what they're doing now.
Well, which is fine, but for fuck's sake, give it time. Let it age, God dang it.
I feel like they should really let each show do its thing. And then if they get a good idea, do a spinoff. I don't think, because they're creating, they've already canceled one of them when they tried to do the Night King prequel, and that was horrible, apparently.
It's Lord Corlys is his name.
Oh, okay, I'll try to learn.
The black guy, and then she's Princess Rhaenys Velaryon.
Rhaenys Velaryon. I like how you get the Game of Thrones like accent when you read their names.
Yes. I enjoyed it overall. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was a good way to bring us all back in. We got a lot of dragons. I like Daemon's dragon at the end, the red and black. That was fun.
That was pretty cool. So he just gets to keep that?
I think everybody in the show has their own dragon, or we'll see them at some point with their shit, yeah. At least
like
the Targaryen
family has dragon.
Okay. I don't know about the other families, but at least the Targaryen main people should all have their own.
Yeah, because I'm going. That's pretty trusting to send him off on his way with his dragon.
I think for the most part, this will be like the story of how all the Targaryens and the dragons went away. Especially because we got that opening where the king ended up making Viserys king, and he's like. What the voiceover was like, and he knew that the only way to take down the House of Dragon was itself. So right. I think that's going to be the overall story, is just the Targaryens taking each other down. But I don't know where to go from there.
So basically just the family killing themselves.
I think so, yeah. Pretty much.
So when Daemon comes, I mean, because Daemon's going to come and kill his brother. We know
Yeah,
that.
Probably, yeah.
Do you think he's going to kill... Blondie,
his niece or whatever. I don't know if he will, because they seem to kind of get along. He gave her that necklace. They talked at the funeral. Yeah. They seem to kind of have a good relationship.
So he's just gonna be like, oh, I'm your uncle. I'm taking the throne.
I'm wondering if that'll happen, and then it'll be like, you know how Sansa was stuck with the king, and maybe she's stuck
cuts
in this situation.
Fucking head off.
You don't like her that at all.
I don't know, something about her bothers
Jesus,
me.
That. I like her. I thought she was kind of fun.
I mean, she's fine, but it's just like, I don't like how, like, and this sounds stupid, but, like, they, like, glow. Like, they're, like, glowing. None of the other characters look like that.
It is so strange, because they're going so hardcore into their blonde hair, blue eyes-ness of it, which some of the actors don't look
like
that.
They're almost, like, transparent. Like, yeah. No one else on the screen looks like that. It's almost like they're ghosts.
I think that's
reach right through them.
I think that's the point, though, because, like, they're supposed to be so, like she even said, we're more like gods than humans. Like, they're supposed to be more beautiful and better, but it is a little odd looking.
I just think it's odd.
Yeah.
And weird.
No, so. I get that 100%. Is there any last things you want to say about Game of Thrones? I can't think of anything else we didn't talk about in House of the Dragon.
I believe so. Pretty gnarly.
I watched the intro. Next one, but I didn't remember the next one. And there'll be an actual intro in the next episode.
Oh, what did you think? They basically kept the same music.
Yeah, they played it quite a bit. I thought I was surprised by that, but I liked it. I was wondering as it was like about to start, like, oh shit, what's going to be the song of this one? And then it was just the same, but then I kind of dug it still. So I'm cool with them keeping
it. It was pretty much give or take the same-ish.
Yeah, although I didn't. In the credits, there's people singing to the Game of Thrones song. And I don't remember that ever happening before.
That no.
Okay.
I think they just added maybe a choir or a chorus or something. But yeah, I was like, I wonder if it'll be different music, because I remember when Weeds, like, they changed it.
Oh,
it was the same song.
Yeah, it was the same song, but they'd have different people sing covers of it. I love that. I love when shows do that. Like, they keep the theme song, but they slightly change it every episode. That's always
and
really
the
cool.
Wire, The Wire did that too. So
yeah, true.
So I was like, I wonder. And it was So they kept it, and
we'll see for reals, because episode 2 is supposed to be like the legit intro how Game of Thrones
is. We got 10 episodes of this,
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. But
how long was last night's epi?
I believe
it was over
an hour and 15. I believe.
Okay.
But that also includes their stuff at the end, so probably a little less than that. But I like that. Whenever you start like a first episode or a last episode, and it's longer, I always like. Whenever it's shorter, I'm like, oh, this is just gonna be a normal show.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, because a lot of people thought the last season of Westworld was going to be, or the last episode of Westworld was going to be longer, but it was 58.
So. Yeah, which speaking of that, before we wrap up, do you want to give your thoughts on it? Because I did a video on it already, but we haven't heard from old Hesseroni yet. What'd you think of the finale of Westworld?
I mean, I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was anything special. I texted you, you know, basically everyone's dead except Dolores.
Yeah. For me, honestly,
for now,
it made me not really care about Westworld anymore, the ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it completely, because it's like, it's over and they're just rebooting.
Right. So well, that's what I mean. It's just they're going to go back to their original park and all that. And I'm like, so we're just going to see season one again?
The only plus I said about that is maybe we'll get a lot of Jimmy Simpson. Will be the only
that
plus.
Would be cool.
That we'll get some cool scenes with that, and maybe even we'll get Logan back, and then Ford and stuff like that. That'll be the only plus.
If Anthony Hopkins is still alive.
Yeah. True. Fuck.
I mean, I think he's like 87 or something like that.
And I know they're supposed to start filming it quick. I think they just want to get it going. That's even if they get renewed. But according to Ed Harris, they're going to film it quickly the next season. But to me, I just like, but what's the point? Like, it just seems like you guys wrapped up and are out of ideas.
It does, and it's disappointing. Obviously, that can... I mean, not that Westworld was ever on Game of Thrones level as a magnitude of a show. Yeah,
maybe at the end of first season, it was close, but not even then, I don't think.
Yeah, me personally, I don't think so, but...
I just mean, I know viewer-wise, it was probably close.
Yeah, viewer-wise, okay. But I'm talking, like, you know, like the first, whatever, six... What was there, eight seasons of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Seven or eight. Anyways, the last season ruined it for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, really? Like, this is fucking stupid. Like, we watched this shit for 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, but everyone has their own opinion. I understand that it has to be hard to end a show that's been going for 7, 8 years or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, there's no perfect ending, I don't think. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make everyone happy. It's impossible. So
yeah, no, I get that 100%.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting when the next season comes out. I hope that they give it like an announcement and they're like one more season and then it's over kind of thing.
More season. We already have it filmed. It'll be starting tomorrow.
I saw someone had a theory that all they're gonna do is they're just gonna re-edit and put deleted scenes of season one in there and just go, here you go, here's season five.
It would make sense.
That made me chuckle a little bit on Reddit.
Could you imagine if that's what they did, if they just like season five was season one and it just, you know, then season six was season two, season seven was season three.
That's what I'm a little afraid of. What they're going to eventually come around to is the first season we watched was just a simulation and like, they're going to keep going with that. And I really,
loop.
I don't want that to be the ending of the show. Is it just an infinite loop of things? That'll just be annoying. But yeah, I don't know. I at the end of it, it literally ended, and I was like, "Oh, this is how Nick and Hess feel at the end of every season, probably."
Yeah, pretty much.
And I was like, "Wow!" And I was like, "This is the first time I've ever felt that way." That's God, it's so annoying to like a show and then it just shits in your mouth.
Yeah, it did.
It reminded me of the night of season three. True Detective season three. Did you watch that one?
No, I haven't watched any of the True Detectives.
It felt a lot like they were gonna like tee up like it's a connection to season one and Woody Harrelson might be in it and all this stuff back in it, and then it was literally just a picture and something else, and like the whole ending was stupid and it pissed me and Nick off. It was annoying.
I remember hearing it ruined the whole show for us.
Yeah. So that's what Westworld kind of reminded me of. The last episode was just like there was a lot of cool parts I liked about it, but for the most part I was like, oh, this was pretty lame. Like, everything's just... Every human in the show is legit dead. Even, like, Stubbs had a horrible death. And then...
Yeah, well, and I'm sitting there, and, like, why did Clementine... Like, she was hardly in it, and then she shows up.
She just shows up as, like, a badass, which was kind of neat, but I was like, where'd this come from?
I'm like, why is she even here?
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know. I hope they put more thought in the next episode, because, honestly, even like I said, like, Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, it felt like they were barely even, like... part of this season. Like, they talked at the end of every like bonus thing at the end, but I think they each wrote one episode this season and that was it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was better than last season.
Yeah, no, that's okay. The season, it was better than season three 100%, But I just feel like the last episode was one of the worst episodes they've had.
And that's the most disappointing part is the, you know, where it's just like,
Yeah. Yeah, because even they're like, almost there. They almost redeemed the show for me. Like, to I feel like for a lot of people too.
Where it's like, it's you watch it and you go, did they even know what they wanted to do?
Exactly. Yeah, because like you go back and you watch like season one or season two, and there's like legit clips of the ending in like the first and second episodes with things and stuff like that. And this is just it all comes out of nowhere.
It's pretty brutal. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's very disappointing.
We're done with that now. We're back in Game of Thrones, baby. I'm excited.
House of Dragon.
I feel like this will be a good season. I know it's just one episode, it seems like they really know what they're doing with this one.
I hope so. You did say it was all new writers and everything, correct?
Yeah, and George R. R. Martin's like big into this one. Like, there's been some interviews with him too lately where he's talked about like the annoying things that they've changed of characters in Game of Thrones from his books and stuff. So maybe if he's in charge here, he can keep it the way they're supposed to be, and it'll stay good, hopefully.
Perfect.
Any last things you want to say to the people before we wrap up this pod?
Nothing else.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, everybody. Please like, subscribe, comment down below your thoughts on House of the Dragon or even Westworld Season 3, 4. and we'll see you guys next week. My little Queen of the Horse.
Queen of the Horse. Peace.